This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The story of Saint Andrew the Apostle. This is the story of a patron saint beloved of many nations. The story of a holy man whose name signifies bravery. The story of a disciple of Christ. A poor fisherman who became a fisher of men. The time, the year of our Lord, 59. The place, Patras, in ancient Greece. We are at the tribunal of Aegeus, the proconsul.
And therefore, I, Aegeus, by the power invested in me by edict of Claudius Caesar, decree, O prisoner, on pain of condemnation for treason to the empire, render thou homage to the divine deities of the Romans, to Jupiter, father of gods and men, to Vesta, patron of the saints, to Minerva, goddess of intellect. Silence! 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 Now, what sayest thou, O wandering renegade wayfarer who preacheth strange doctrines?
If ye know truth, O Aegeus, he is not a strange god.
How then? Thou sayest he, called Jesu of Nazareth, whom they hanged upon the cross?
The one true God.
Silence!
Again I say it. He who is Jesus.
Silence! I command
whom
thee.
Whom the prophets foretold of his coming. Messiah! Lamb
of
God!
Hold! Enough! Enough! Now I command. Thou shalt be taken by 7 lictors and scourged 7 times 7.
What manner of justice is this?
Who is this man? Whence cometh he?
Thou knowest not.
But hearsay that he abode in Thessalia.
Yea, but there is more, wouldst thou know?
I'm curious.
Scourge him! Scourge him! Silence! Silence! And when thou art scourged, if still thou persist.
Come, let us depart. For soon there will be bloodshed, yea, worse.
But whither?
A short way. Ah, an old man, 80, a man of God. Oh, he's weak with age and suffering and hunger. His limbs quiver, his feet drag one upon the other. His life is in the balance, yet his spirit is unbowed.
A man of God, sayest thou?
That he should bend broken under the lash. Oh, it is to weep. But I am powerless to say it.
Tell me, who is this man? And who art thou?
A Christian. Come, I will tell thee.
A Christian, thou? How can it be? Thy toga of a noble Roman family.
Even so, I am a Christian. This holy man hath made me such. Mine eyes are open to the light that cometh from nowhere on this earth.
Knowest thou him well?
Yea, though we spoke but for a brief day. Come, let us sit beneath this olive tree, for here we are far away from what is about to happen. This man, my friend, from Bethsaida, he is of a family of poor fisherfolk.
A fisherman?
Even so. Now in Bethsaida, where dwelt Jonah, father of two young men, one the elder Simon and one the younger Andrew, living by the fruit of their nets which are cast into the sea.
Simon! Simon, where art thou?
I am here, Andrew. I work to repair my net.
Oh, Simon, Simon, come now with me, quickly. I have news, great news.
What news it be that maketh thee so short of breath?
Oh, Simon. Oh, Simon, yea, news indeed. Where is Jonah, our father?
See, far offshore, hauling at his net. Well, what news dost thou bring?
Oh, Simon, dost thou not know? Did ye not hear one day, he whom they call John the Baptist, proclaiming the day of the Messiah is near?
He who cries continually in loud voice that we repent, repent for the kingdom of God
yea,
is near?
Yea, Simon, yea, he. And he saith further, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Oh, but John's in the desert. Come, I must take thee.
What haste this, that we beach our boat and go into the desert?
That I may take thee to the Messiah.
What sayest thou, my brother? The Messiah?
Yea, Simon, for we have found him. He is in the desert with John.
It cannot be.
It is he.
The Messiah, a royal prince of the tribe of David, who descended from heaven in a golden chariot and with a mighty army.
Nay, nay, no prince in royal splendor. An humble man, baptized by John. And as I watched, John saith, behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world.
I have heard, Regulus, of this man whom the prophets call the Messiah.
My friend, this man was Christus Dominus.
Thou meanest Jesu, the carpenter of Nazareth?
Yea, and yet the Son of God.
Even so.
And there in the distance standeth his disciple who is about to be scourged because he would followeth the Master's will. For Jesu saith, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Go ye forth into all nations.
Along the highways and byways on land and on sea, Andrew, disciple of Christ, went forth.
Peace be with thee.
With thee, peace, O blessed one.
To the borderland of Mesopotamia, thence into Cappadocia, where at Mytilene.
And peace be with thee, my brethren. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Who is this man? Whence cometh he?
Well, I've heard he is Andrew.
A Roman?
Nay, he is of Palestine.
He buildeth a church.
Yeah, a church of a kind never before seen in Cappadocia.
That's good.
Yea, I am weary unto death of the yoke of the Roman rule, of the worship of Roman gods. For we are but slaves. They take all we have for taxes, that they may wage war.
Again I say, peace be with thee, brethren. Be of good courage and strength. I must not tarry, I go, but I will return.
And then, my friend,
hark, Regulus. What is that?
Oh, it is the lash of the scourge. Upon the body of a saint.
What cruelty this. What cruelty. Let us stop it.
We are powerless. too, it is God's will.
The will of God. Does the Christian God then countenance the punishment of his children?
Oh, my friend, thou knowest so little.
Let us go at once and stop this cruelty.
That we cannot do.
Christian, wilt thou leave?
I cannot.
Again I say, accursed Christian, wilt thou leave?
He answereth not. Cast him out, I say.
Rise, dog. Ye that lie groveling in the dust, where is thy God that he cometh not to thy aid?
Lift him up. Bear him away.
Throw him into the field. Let him die to feed the carrion.
Die.
They left him closely here.
So
I saw
dark. Would that we had a tallow pot. Andrew!
Here I am.
Oh, Andrew. Here. We've found thee, praise God.
We have found thee.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, but Andrew, what have they done unto thee? Heart bruised and bleeding.
It matters not.
Canst thou walk?
I know not. I will try. Give me thine arm a while.
What have they done?
Oh, you cannot walk. Let us carry thee.
Be not alarmed. It is nothing. Help me to rise. I will walk.
Nay, thy foot is crushed.
I will walk. Give me thine arm.
Lean upon me, O blessed one. We will take thee to refuge. Heal thy wounds. Make thee whole again.
Oh, bless ye, O children of God. Let me hold thine arm. There is work yet to do. For my time hath not come.
Andrew, who, well and strong, returned to his work and astonished the multitude in Sinope, who looked upon him as one come back from the grave. And he converted many thousands who flocked to hear his wonderful story of love and hope, of joy and peace. But Andrew's mission was not ended. He continued on to Nicaea, where he founded another church to be famous 3 centuries later for the Nicene Creed. Thence to the Bosphorus and to Constantinople. Here Andrew established a flourishing church, laboring for 6 years. Then onward, ever onward, to Romania, to Hungary, where thousands listened.
My dearly beloved, a glorious kingdom is at hand that fills one's soul with joy. It is the kingdom of God the Father. God, the Son, who
takest away the sins of the world, who was crucified for us.
Still onward, ever onward, to Bohemia, to Moravia, thence across the Oder River to Poland. Now eastward, eastward to the land of the barbarians, where the power of the Roman legions many times had failed to conquer. Who art thou?
I am Andrew.
I know ye not. Speak ye for Claudian Caesar, cursed ruler of the Romans?
Nay. Nay, I come, people of the barren plains, to bring thee the word of God, of him who died, that ye might be saved.
Six years in the land that is now Russia, where the people made Andrew their patron saint. Onward and onward, and with the years this man of God has grown old. He must carry a staff. Now southward, past the Bosphorus, Byzantium, back to the domain of the cruel Claudian Caesar. Thracia, Macedonia, and Thessalonica and Epirus, to find the Christians bravely suffering new ordeals, to find men and women who would die rather than deny their faith.
Bear ye in silence, brethren, whatever persecution, whatever indignity. Wait ye upon the sick, comfort ye the sorrowing, relieve ye the poor. Hold fast firmly to thy faith, which I have implanted through the grace of God. Whatever suffering ye endure, he permits for some wise purpose. For he, without whose sanction even a sparrow cannot fall to the ground, is watching over me.
Regulus, my friend.
Hark, hearest thou? It is the mob.
Yea, I hear it now.
They come.
Even so.
By the gods, they have this old man. It is Andrew.
Even so.
I cannot bear this. Behold, he is bleeding. He hath been scourged. I will not bear this.
My friend, there is nothing shall be done but the will of God.
Then it is God's will that I stop this persecution. No, do not stop me, Regulus. Stand aside.
I beg thee.
Stand aside. I will stop this. Hold, ye ill-gotten curses of old men. Hold, stop.
In the name of Caesar, who art thou to revolt against the Edict of Aegeus?
Whither takest this man?
To die upon the cross.
To be crucified.
It is so decreed. In the name of Caesar, stand aside.
Stay thine step. Where is Aegeus?
What matters it? Who art thou?
I am Stratocles.
Stratocles? Then
thy brother...
Aye. My brother is Aegeus, the proconsul.
Stratocles... I could but have known thee.
Where is Aegeus?
I know not, Stratocles. He hath gone.
As I thought, he is graven. He cannot bear the sight of his handiwork, of this holy man to be crucified.
Stratocles.
Andrew, man of God. I believe. Stand aside! Accursed murderers of the Christian!
Stratocles, be not heedless. The will of God shall be done.
Here and now, all ye who wish, behold me. I kneel humbly at the feet of this holy man, who in turn hath knelt at the feet of Jesu Christus Dominus while he was being crucified. Here and now, I acknowledge myself an humble Christian. Behold, I cast away my sword. Henceforth and always mine eyes are open. The fleshpots of the Caesars, the idolatry of false gods, the bloody sacrifice in the temple are mine no more. Andrew, I will find my brother.
Stratocles.
Yea, blessed one.
It cannot be.
It can be, O man of God. Thou who cured Aegeus' own wife.
Nay. Nay, my son, speak not. It is ordained by God that my time has come.
It must not be.
Yea, I am old. I have lived my appointed time. My task is done. There remain but the last few steps. See my brethren in the distance. My cross. I salute thee, precious cross, that hath been consecrated by the body of my Lord and adorned with his limbs as with rich jewels. I come to thee, exulting and glad,
Receive me with joy in thy arms. Long have I desired and sought thee. Now thou art found by me and made ready for my longing soul. Take me. Take me from among men and present me to my master, that he who redeemed me on thee may receive me by thee. Brethren, go forth, preach ye the word, carry the glad tidings of the Lamb of God. Teach thou all unbelievers. Be thou the torch whence cometh the light of truth to all nations, that all may be one. Beloved, I go forth. Peace be unto you.